speak today to all of you to a subject which I feel is very important for advancement in spiritual life.
Svima vama sam danas htio govoriti o temi za koju smatram da je veoma važna za napredak u duhovnom životu.
I know that my lecture today will be quite a lot of people will think very deeply after hearing it.
Znam da će nakon slušanja ove moje lekcije puno ljudi duboko razmisliti o njoj.
I do want to speak this evening about real and false personality.
Večeras želim govoriti o pravoj i lažnoj osobi.
Here is our translator, Akula.
Ovdje je naš prevodilac.
who will make it a little, maybe a little softer.
Hoće to malo umekšati.
But let us first start by offering a few mantras.
Prvo započnemo sa nekoliko, ponudom nekoliko mantri.
Nama Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine. Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyate Shatarine. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sivashadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
Stih koji opisuje kvalifikacije za uspješno sprovođenje duhovnog puta.
It starts with the candidate has to be nirmana and moha, that means free from false ego and free from illusion.
Kandidat mora biti nirmana i moha, što znači mora biti slobodan od lažnog ja i od iluzije.
What is false ego?
Što je lažni ego?
It is a concept.
To je koncept
about who one is.
O sobstvenom identitetu.
But it does not express the reality.
Ali ne izražava realnost.
But only addresses the facade.
Već samo se odnosi na fasadu.
It is not the true personality, but the false personality.
To nije istinska osobnost, već lažna.
What is personality or what is person?
Što je osobnost ili osoba?
The Latin word persona means mask.
Latinska riječ persona znači maska.
It's the origin of the word person or person and personality.
To je porijeklo riječi osoba ili osobnost.
In Greek theater, the actors would put on a mask and act for the limited time of the play in this false identity.
U grčkom kazalištu glumci bi stavili masku i za ograničeno vrijeme te predstave oni bi glumili sa maskom.
In much the same way we all adopt a certain personality and act with it during the course while playing on the stage of life.
Na isti način mi prihvatamo određenu osobnost i glumimo nju ostajući na pozornici života.
When the curtain falls, that's the end.
Kada zavesa padne, onda je to kraj.
So this is one definition of personality. It's a mask. It's a role we play.
To je jedna definicija osobnosti, to je maska ili uloga koju igramo.
The psychologist, famous psychologist Alport, Mr. Alport, has found about 50 definitions for personality.
Poznati psiholog Elpot je pronašao 50 definicija osobnosti.
One is something which we adopt while playing our roles according to social convention.
Jedna je nešto što prihvaćamo igrajući različite uloge prema društvenim konvencijama.
That's on one side, that definition.
Ta definicija je na jednoj strani.
The other definition.
Druga definicija
is something which is very essential.
Je nešto što je vrlo bitno.
Which does not really change.
Što se ne menja.
Not during this life.
Ne za vrijeme ovog života.
Like the masks are constantly changed.
Poput maske koje se stalno mijenjaju.
Today one is a communist and tomorrow a capitalist.
Danas je neko komunist, a sutradan kapitalist.
So that's the person, that's the one definition. The other is, you know, that what does not change.
To je jedna definicija, a druga je ono što se ne mijenja.
The Bhagavad Gita speaks of the false ego on one side.
Bhagavad Gita govori o lažnom egu na jednoj strani.
Infinity, the spiritual identity on the other.
I o duhovnom identitetu na drugoj.
In between.
Između.
Are many, many things.
Ima mnogo, mnogo stvari.
So, to come a little bit close to what, because, let me say like this. I feel that everyone who comes on a lazy Sunday afternoon to a Hare Krishna festival wants to go to the essence.
Mislim da svako ko dođe na za vrijeme lenjeg nedjeljnog popodneva na Hare Krishna festival želi pronaći suštinu.
He wants to find that his or her true personality.
Želi pronaći svoju pravu osobnost.
Not the adopted.
Ne onu prihvaćenu.
Because we all have the feeling if we really are deeply rooted in our lives, then we don't experience disturbance.
Svi imamo osjećaj da ako smo duboko utemeljeni, ukorenjeni u našem životu, onda ne iskušavamo uznemirenje.
Therefore today let us analyze what is the deepest understanding of personality.
Stoga hajde da danas analiziramo što je najdublje razumijevanje osobnosti.
And then let us try to find answers in the Vedic scriptures how on our life's journey we can realize this deepest aspect of our being.
I onda pokušamo uz pomoć vedskih spisa na našem životnom putovanju spoznati to naše najdublje biće.
Now we will start with an interesting observation.
Započet ću sa zanimljivom observacijom.
In our Western world we do not have a very deep understanding of who we actually are.
U našem zapadnom svijetu nemamo jako duboko razumijevanje o tome ko smo mi zaista.
We think more or less this here is what I am.
Mi manje više mislimo ovo ovdje sam ja.
Sitting here, you know, it's described by the entries in the passport.
Sjedim ovdje. Moje biće je opisano sa opisima u putovnici.
I once asked somebody, who are you?
Ako vas neko pita, ko ste vi?
He took out his passport.
Osoba izvadila svoju putovnicu.
A German.
Njemac.
Then he opened it.
Onda otvorite.
1.80 meters.
180 visok.
Blue eyes.
Plave oči.
No real significant characteristica.
Nikakve značajne karakteristike.
Such a glupost. It's really a fact. He just went like this. Yeah, you can read.
On je tako učinio, jednostavno je pokazao putovnicu. Možete čitati ko sam ja.
So, in the Western world we think here's what I am, huh?
U zapadnom svijetu mi mislimo ovo sam ja, a?
And everything which surrounds me, that's not what I am.
I sve što me okružuje, to nisam ja.
That's my surroundings.
To je moja okolina.
From which I am separated.
Od koje sam odvojen.
Like that's all. That's you here, the world.
To ste vi ovdje, svijet.
And I'm here on the stage.
Ja sam ovdje na pozornici.
The granica or the border between what is not me and what is me, that's the skin.
Granica između onoga što sam ja i što nisam ja, to je koža.
Now the Vedic understanding goes much deeper.
Vedsko razumijevanje ide puno dublje.
The border between what is you and what is not you, what is your surrounding, so to say.
Granica između onog što ste vi i što niste vi, između vas i vaše okoline,
is put back.
Ide unazad, unatrag.
It is the ego.
To je ego.
In other words, we are an eternal spiritual soul.
Drugim riječima, mi smo vječna duhovna duša,
surrounded by the skin of the ego.
Omotana kožom ega.
And then comes the mind.
Zatim dolazi um.
The intelligence.
Inteligencija.
And then the body, which consists out of the same material elements which are to be found in the surroundings.
A onda tijelo koje se sastoji od istih materijalnih elemenata koji se mogu naći u okolini.
A person should know how to observe his surroundings.
Osoba treba znati kako da posmatra, kako da vidi svoju okolinu.
In order to be happy in it.
Da bi bila sretna u njoj.
For instance, if I'm, let me say, going into a forest with dangerous wild animals.
Na primjer, ako ja idem u šumu u kojoj ima opasnih divljih životinja,
I have done a mistake.
Počinio sam grešku.
Because most probably I will come into danger.
Jer ću najvjerojatnije upasti u opasnost.
In the same way, now this concept can be put deeper, understood deeper.
Taj koncept se može shvatiti dublje.
If I am with my in my body and in my mind,
ako sam ja u mom tijelu i umu,
and I have not learned to observe it,
i nisam naučio da posmatram,
that means I eat the wrong things.
Da to posmatram, to znači da jedem pogrešne stvari sa tijelom,
and I think the wrong thoughts with the mind,
i mislim pogrešne misli svojim umom,
then I'm in trouble.
Onda sam u nevolji.
I must watch my surroundings.
Moram posmatrati svoju okolinu.
In order to be a well-rounded personality, a personality who does not get into troubles.
Da bih bio osoba koja neće upasti u nevolje.
So in yoga or meditation, you learn to start with your mind and with your body.
U jogi ili meditaciji naučite početi s vašim tijelom i s vašim umom.
You learn to observe your thoughts.
Učite posmatrati vaše misli.
You learn to observe the body.
Učite posmatrati tijelo.
To tell it what to do.
Reći mu što da radi,
so that it does not tell you what you should do.
Tako da ono vama ne govori što vi trebate raditi.
If you do not control your mind and your body,
ako ne kontrolirate svoj um i tijelo,
the mind and the body will control you.
Um i tijelo će kontrolirati vas.
And just like if you get in the wrong environment, if you get in the wrong environment,
ako dođete u pogrešnu okolinu,
you will get sick or fall into serious danger.
Razbolit ćete se ili ćete upasti u ozbiljnu nevolju.
So the Gita tells us, Gita is a spiritual book, that we are not this flesh and this bones and not the mind.
Gita, koja je duhovno djelo, knjiga, ona nam kaže da mi nismo ovo meso, ove kosti i ovaj um.
The flesh will change.
Meso će se promijeniti.
You will become old.
Ostarit ćete.
And beautiful or ugly.
I postat ćete lijepi ili ružni.
You will think different things. Your mind will change.
Mislit ćete drugčije stvari. Vaš um će se promijeniti.
But that deepest understanding of personality.
Ali to je najdublje razumijevanje osobnosti.
It's not identifiable with a changeable body and the mind.
Ne može se poistovjetiti sa promjenljivim tijelom i umom.
To give you a very simple example.
Daću vam jednostavan primjer.
You could look at the tree.
Možete pogledati drvo.
Now the tree is naked.
Drvo je nago.
But in the spring it will be dressed again in a coat of leaves and flowers.
Drvo je sada nago, a u proljeće će biti obučeno u kaput od lišća i cvijeća.
This coat will change its color.
Taj kaput će promijeniti svoju boju.
In the autumn, for instance, it will be yellow.
U jesen će biti žut.
And then in the winter the same tree will stand there in an indecent naked way again.
A u zimu opet će drvo stajati nepristojno nago.
It is constantly changing, in other words, its appearance.
Drugim riječima, stalno mijenja svoj izgled.
Just like you are changing your appearance.
Kao što vi mijenjate svoj izgled.
Your hairstyle and your thoughts are changing.
Vaša frizura i vaše misli se mijenjaju.
But just like the tree who remains the same standing there outside in Park Riebneck, you remain also the same.
Baš kao drvo koje stoji, stalno stoji u parku Ribnjaku, vi ostajete isti.
So this what does not change, even as the body becomes older and dies, that's the eternal soul.
Ono što se ne mijenja čak i kad tijelo ostari i umre, to je vječna duša.
It is undestroyable.
Ona je neuništiva.
It does not change although the body changes.
Ona se ne mijenja ako se tijelo mijenja.
Fire can't burn the eternal soul.
Vatra ne može spaliti vječnu dušu.
Air can't dry it.
Zrak je ne može isušiti.
Water can't make it wet.
Voda je ne može nakvasiti.
It is always unmoved.
Uvijek je nepokretna.
Unchanged.
Nije
unchangeable.
Nepromjenjiva.
Although the body and what's it surrounded by changes.
Iako je tijelo podložno promjenama.
Look at the night at the moon.
Pogledajte noć u mjesec.
Every night it will appear a little bit different.
Svake noći izgledat će malo drukčije.
It will be very slim one day.
Jednog dana bit će vrlo tanak.
And very the other day,
drugog dana biće pun.
Yes, puno. But the moon does not change.
Ali mjesec se ne mijenja.
Only the way it appears to our senses.
Samo način na koji se pojavljuje pred našim čulima.
So the Vedas tell us your real identity also does not change.
Vede nam kažu vaš pravi identitet također se ne mijenja.
The spiritual identity of the soul remains the same.
Duhovni identitet duše ostaje isti.
Although your lažan ego,
iako vaš lažni ja,
changes very often.
Mijenja se vrlo često.
Often like the chameleon.
Često poput kameleona.
Do you know the story of the chameleon and the tiger?
Znate li priču o kameleonu i tigru?
Once a tiger was escaping the hunters and went into the same bush where a chameleon was.
Jednom je tigar bežao od lovaca i ušao je u grm gdje je bio kameleon.
Oh, said the chameleon, stay with me.
O, rekao je kameleon, ostani sa mnom.
No, they will see me, they will find me, said the tiger.
Ne, oni će me vidjeti, naći će me.
No, you just have to look like your environment.
Ne, moraš samo izgledati poput tvoje okoline.
See, I'm looking so green.
Vidiš kako ja sam sad zelen.
And here I look a little sunny.
A ovdje sam malo žučkast.
Oh, said that, where are you? Said that, I don't see you any longer.
Gdje si? Ne vidim te više.
I'm here. I have just learned to change myself accordingly.
Evo me, samo sam naučio da se prilagođavam okolini, da se mijenjam u odnosu na okolinu.
No, I can't do this, said the tiger, and jumped out of the bush and broke through the chain of the lovats into Slobodan.
Ja to ne mogu učiniti, rekao je tigar, iskočio iz tog grma i ga u slobodu od lovca.
A little later the chameleon was caught.
Malo kasnije taj kameleon je bio uhvaćen.
And it was brought to a boy in in Zagreb who bought it in a zoo.
I bio je donesen jednom dečaku u Zagrebu koji ga je kupio u zoološkom vrtu.
This boy was a very cruel boy.
Taj dečak je bio vrlo okrutan.
He knew about the changeable nature of the how the chameleon liked to change itself.
On je znao da kameleon voli da se mijenja.
He put it on a tablecloth.
I stavio ga je na stolnjak.
Which had blue carrots, red carrots, yellow carrots, black carrots, all kinds of different colored carrots.
Koji taj stolnjak imao različite vrste u različitim bojama kocki.
And then it chased the chameleon over this tablecloth.
I onda je on pustio kameleona na taj stolnjak.
And the chameleon began to very quickly change.
I on se počeo vrlo brzo mijenjati.
Blue carrots.
Plava kocka.
Black arrows.
Od crna.
Yellow. Red.
Žuta, crvena.
And died in the process.
I umro u tom procesu.
So this is a story of the chameleon.
Ovo je priča o kameleonu.
It is a story which has very much to do with the modern man.
To je priča koja ima puno veze sa suvremenim čovjekom.
Who always adopts his thoughts and his feelings according to the environment, the social convention.
Koji uvijek prihvaća svoje misli i osjećaje prema okolini, prema socijalnoj konvenciji.
Who is never deeply rooted in a firm, unchanging, realistic understanding of who he is.
Koji nije nikad duboko utemeljen u čvrstom, nepromjenjivom, realističnom razumijevanju toga tko je on doista.
So, at this stage, a listener who has heard very carefully might ask himself the question, okay, but you have also not explained who we really are.
Slušalac koji je do sada pažljivo slušao može se zapitati, u redu, ali ti također nisi objasnio ko smo mi doista.
You have only said we are not changing.
Samo si rekao da se ne mijenjamo.
You have said we are not identifiable with the matter.
Rekao si da se ne možemo poistovjetiti s materijom.
We are not a chemical reaction.
Da nismo kemijska reakcija.
We are not our bones and our flesh.
Da nismo naše kosti i meso.
And you have said we shouldn't be like a chameleon all the time.
I rekao si da ne trebamo sve vrijeme biti kao kameleon.
But molim te, what are we? And who are we?
Molim te, reci nam, ko smo mi i što smo mi?
Now I will address this question in a very interesting way.
Sada ću se baviti ovim pitanjem na vrlo zanimljiv način.
It is a subject which is very close to my own heart and thought at the moment.
A to je tema koja je vrlo bliska mome srcu i mislima u ovom trenutku.
So I would like to share a few realizations in spiritual life with you.
Želeo bih s vama sada podijeliti nekoliko spoznaja u duhovnom životu sa vama.
I want to help you find out this question for yourself.
Želim vam pomoći da prođete, da vi sami prođete odgovor na ovo pitanje.
It doesn't help anyone if he is told what he is.
Nikome ne pomaže ako mu se kaže što je.
Or who he is.
Ili ko je?
He has to find out and realize it himself or herself.
On mora sam, on ili ona mora to sam pronaći i spoznati.
Midyutva, so the Vedic scriptures do not, you know, tell you, well, you are this and your psychology is like this and you like this and like that and so on and so forth. They give you a process whereby which you can find it out yourself.
Vedski spisi vam ne kažu ti si ovakav, tvoja psihologija je takva, ti si ovo ono. Oni vam daju proces kojim možete vi to sami spoznati.
And I want to now explain to you a few important principles in this process.
Želim vam sada objasniti nekoliko važnih principa u tom procesu.
It's so interesting. The Vedic, the Western philosophy has never ever thought of this deep truth.
To je vrlo zanimljivo. Zapadna filozofija nikada nije zaista razmislila podrobno o toj dubokoj istini.
The Vedic the saints and sages of the past approached this question, who are you, by posing another question.
Sveci i mudraci prošlosti su prišli tom pitanju tko si ti, postavljajući još jedno pitanje.
The question they pose is, who are you a part of?
pitanje koje oni postavljaju je čega si ti dio.
And then you can understand who you are.
I onda možete shvatiti tko ste.
To give you a little example.
Da vam dam mali primjer.
When you go on the street,
kada idete ulicom,
and you find a little mechanical part,
i pronađete mali šraf,
you can't understand immediately what it is.
Ne možete odmah shvatiti što je on.
It could be a part of an engine, of a car engine.
Mogao bi biti dio mašine auta.
And help the, a car to do an essential function.
Pomaže automobilu da obavi određenu bitnu funkciju.
It could be also a part of a gun.
Mogao bi biti dio puške.
And take care that this gun can shoot people.
I omogućavao da ta puška može ubijati ljude.
It could be a part of the dictation, the dictaphone of Tuđman.
Mogao bi biti dio Tuđmanovog diktafona.
who knows the newest plans?
koji zna najnovije planove?
In other words, what I try to explain is that you can only understand this mechanical part if you know what it's a part of. Do you understand, Akura?
Yes. Ono što pokušavam objasniti je da možete točno znati što je taj dio samo ako znate čega je dio.
In the same way, you can only understand your spiritual identity. This is how the Bhagavad Gita informs us.
Na isti način možete shvatiti svoj duhovni identitet, tako nas informira Bhagavad Gita.
If you understand of what or whom you are a part of.
Ako shvatite čega ili koga ste vi dio.
And how you relate.
I kakva je vaša veza, odnos.
In the Bhagavad Gita there is a beautiful shloka text.
U Bhagavad Giti postoji divna šloka, stih.
Mavai vangso jiva loke jiva vuta sanatana mana sangstani indriyani prakiti stani kashati. It says that the souls in this material world are eternal part and parcels of me.
Taj stih kaže da duše u ovom materijalnom svijetu su vječni delići mene.
Due to material life, they are surrounded by five senses and the mind.
Zbog materijalnog života okruženi su s pet čula i sumom.
So if you want to understand who you are, who you really are, you have to understand Krishna.
Ako želite shvatiti tko vi uistinu jeste, morate shvatiti Krishnu.
To give you a simple example.
Dat ću vam još jedan jednostavan primjer.
Imagine you are in a dark night.
Zamislite da ste u mračnoj noći.
It's so dark you can't even see your hand.
Toliko je tamno da ne možete čak ni svoju ruku pred sobom vidjeti.
It will be very easy for you to see yourself if you can see how when the sun rises in the morning.
Vrlo bi vam bilo lako vidjeti sebe kad sunce izađe ujutro.
In the same way, the self-realization, or let us better say, God-realization and self-realization, they go hand in hand.
Na isti način, spoznaja Boga i samo spoznaja idu ruku pod ruku.
So, it's best if you understand Krishna.
Najbolje ako shvatite Krishnu.
Many times in our temples and in our spirit, those who practice spiritual life, they talk with each other about an interesting subject.
Mnogo puta u našim hramovima ili oni koji prakticiraju spiritualni život govore o zanimljivoj temi.
And I will tell you something very interesting from temple life, which most of you might not know because you simply don't live in a temple.
Reći ću vam nešto vrlo zanimljivo iz hramskog života, što većina vas ne zna jer većina vas ne živi u hramu.
Very often devotees after progressing in spiritual life, they ask the question, what is my real personality?
Vrlo često nakon što napreduju u duhovnom životu, bhakte postave pitanje, šta je moja prava osobnost?
I can very clearly understand now that I just played roles in my material life.
Mogu vrlo jasno sada vidjeti da sam jednostavno igrao uloge u svom materijalnom životu.
The role of the wild young girl of Zagreb.
Ulogu mlade lude devojke Zagreba.
The role of the pop star.
Ulogu pop zvezde.
Of Slavonski Brod. Slavonski Brod.
Slavonski Brod.
Yes.
Pop
yes.
zvezde Slavonskog Broda.
I understand this was just a role.
Ja shvaćam, to je bila samo uloga.
Now I want to find out the real self.
Sada želim pronaći pravi identitet.
And so they discuss about this.
I onda oni diskutuju o tome.
And then they may go to India to visit a holy place.
Onda mogu otići u Indiju da posjete sveto mjesto.
And they come back.
I vrate se.
And you ask them, so are you a little bit more clear who you are?
I onda ih mi pitamo, da li ti je sada jasnije tko si?
Well, I know more who I am not, they say.
Pa znam više ko nisam.
My illusions about myself are very big.
I moje iluzije o meni samom su bile vrlo velike.
I thought I'm someone important.
Mislio sam da sam netko važan.
By my imagination. Misli.
U mojoj imaginaciji mislio sam na taj način.
But I realize now I'm very insignificant.
Ali sam spoznao da sam vrlo beznačajan.
I'm much like the Katha Upanishad describes, a 10,000 part of the tip of a hair.
Ja sam ono što opisuje Katha Upanishada, desetotisućiti dio vrha vlasi kose.
Only by the influence of false ego I was identifying with this body and with the mind and thought I'm an important person from Zagreb.
Samo pod utjecajem lažnog ega ja sam se poistovjećivao sa ovim tijelom i sa umom i mislio sam da sam važna osoba u Zagrebu.
So then if you meet the same devotee a few years later,
ako tog istog baktu sretnete nekoliko godina kasnije,
and ask him, who are you?
I pitate ga, tko si ti?
He will be very silent.
On će čutati.
He will say, even if I would tell you, you wouldn't believe it.
Reći će, čak i kako bih ti rekao, ne bi mi vjerovao.
Because I look totally different to your eyes.
Jer u tvojim očima izgledam potpuno drugačije.
Therefore, when we asked our spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, what is his spiritual identity, he would smile at us.
Stoga kad smo pitali našeg duhovnog učitelja Srila Prabhupada što je njegov spiritualni identitet, on bi nam se nasmiješio.
And he would tell us, I will tell you later.
I rekao bih nam, reći ću vam kasnije.
When you are more advanced.
Kada budete bili napredniji.
So, the spiritual identity is something quite special.
Duhovni identitet je nešto prilično specijalno.
Now I want to give you a little... now you're all going like this. Oh, it seems to be very difficult.
Sada svi mislite, izgleda to jako teško.
It is really not so.
Ali nije tako.
If you practice the path of Krishna consciousness and you relate or connect with Krishna, it will be very fast.
Ako prakticirate put svjesnosti Krišne i povežete se s Krišnom, to će biti vrlo brzo.
See, your spiritual identity is already there.
Vaš duhovni identitet je već tu.
It's not something which you have to learn.
On nije nešto što morate naučiti.
Some new style of behaving.
Neki novi stil ponašanja.
It's there within everyone.
On je u svakome.
Since time immemorial.
Od pradavnih vremena.
It just has to be brought forth.
Samo se treba probuditi.
To give you a simple example, we could observe what is an amnesis.
Možemo da bismo dali jednostavan primjer govoriti o amneziji.
When you are in an amnesis, you have forgotten everything about you.
Kad ste pod amnezijom, sve ste zaboravili o vama.
There are people who can't even eat.
Ima ljudi koji čak ne mogu ni jesti.
They don't know if they should put the food in this hole, or that hole, or this hole.
Ne znaju koje od te tri rupe trebaju staviti hranu.
But when they hear about the things they have forgotten,
Ali kada čuju o stvarima koje su zaboravili,
then they will easily remember who they are.
Oni će se lako sjetiti tko su.
In the same way, if you hear more and more about the spiritual world,
na sličan način, ako sve više i više slušate o duhovnom svijetu,
your spiritual room, so to say,
o vašem duhovnom domu,
if you hear more and more about Krishna,
i ako slušate sve više i više o Krišni,
then it will be very, then you will remember.
Onda ćete se sjetiti.
More and more.
Sve više i više.
Just like a person who suffers under amnesia, if he hears enough of his old wife and his priyajalyas and his cars which he liked to drive, then he remembers.
Baš kao osoba koja je pod amnezijom, ona ako sluša o svojoj supruzi, o svojim prijateljima, o svojem autu, onda se postepeno sjeća.
I want to give you tell you a little traditional story of someone who awoke.
Želim vam ispričati jednu kratku tradicionalnu priču o osobi koja se probudila.
It's a very interesting story.
To je vrlo zanimljiva priča.
Which makes a few good points.
Koja ima nekoliko dobrih poanti.
And summarizes what we have explained so far.
I sažeto izražava ono što smo do sada objasnili.
It's a story of Murari Thakur.
To je priča o Murari Thakuru.
He is a disciple of the famous Saranga Thakur who lived around the 15th century.
On je učenik poznatog Saranga Thakura koji je živio oko 15. stoljeća.
So Saranga Thakur never wanted to accept disciples in spiritual life.
Saranga Thakur nikad nije htio prihvaćati učenike u duhovnom životu.
Because that means a lot of headache.
Jer to znači puno glavobolje.
One has to always care for them.
Morate uvijek brinuti za učenike.
So he also felt very humble.
I također on se osjećao vrlo poniznim.
He thought, I'm not qualified to guide anyone's life.
Mislio, nisam kvalificiran da vodim ničiji život.
Now one day it so happened that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu passed by.
Jednog dana se desilo da je prošao Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
And he said, you have to show some milost to the people.
I on mu je rekao, ti moraš ukazati neku milost ljudima.
You are so spiritually advanced, you have to help others.
Toliko si duhovno napredan, moraš pomoći drugima.
Saranga said, all right, if you say so, then the next person I meet tomorrow, he will be my disciple.
Saranga rekao, u redu, ako ti tako kažeš, onda prva osoba koju sutradan sretnem postaće moj učenik.
I will help him.
Pomoći ću mu.
So Saranga Thakur went up early in the morning, as it is done in India, and took his bath in the sacred river Ganges.
Saranga Thakur je ustao rano ujutro kao što je običaj i okupao se u svetoj reci Gangi.
And when he was bathing, then he felt something touching his side.
Dok se okupao, osjetio je kako nešto dodiruje njegovo tijelo.
When he tried to look, he couldn't recognize it.
Kada je pogledao, nije mogao shvatiti što je.
It was covered with cloth.
Bilo je prekriveno platnom.
It was drifting on wood.
I bilo je zakačeno za drvo.
So he took it on the beach of the Ganga.
On je dovukao sve to skupan do obale Gange.
And finished his bath.
I završio sa svojim kupanjem.
And started to chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra.
I započeo mantrati Hare Krishna Mahamantru.
Now when the sun came higher,
kada je sunce se popelo,
he saw that what he had taken out of the water was the corpse of a young boy.
Vidio je da je ono što je izvukao iz vode je bio leš dečaka.
Like Gopal.
Kao Gopal.
Or Shridam.
Ili Shridam.
First he was a little shocked.
Prvo je bio malo šokiran.
I mean, if you're there, imagine that you sit early in the morning on the Ganga next to a dead young boy.
Zamislite, sjedite pored Gange rano ujutro pored mrtvog dečaka.
But then he remembered his promise.
Ali onda se sjetio svog obećanja.
The first one I meet tomorrow will be my disciple.
Prva osoba koju sretnem ujutro bit će moj učenik.
So he began chanting mantras.
Počeo je mantrati mantre.
calling the soul who had left the body back into the body.
Prizivajući dušu koja je napustila tijelo da uđe natrag u tijelo.
But no medical doctor can do, Sharanga did easily.
Ono što nijedan liječnik ne može učiniti, Sharanga je učinio vama lako.
Then he asked him, why have you left? You're so young. Why have you left the body?
Onda ga je zapitao, zašto si napustio svoje tijelo, tako si mlad?
Oh, there came a little voice. I was bitten by a cobra.
Onda je dečak svojim glasom odgovorio, ujela me je kobra.
So he put some medical herbs at the wound, which it extracted the poison out of the body.
Onda on stavio stavio je likovito bilje koje je izvuklo otrov iz tijela na ranu,
took the boy home,
i odveo dečaka kući,
and began to instruct him in spiritual knowledge,
i počeo ga poučavati duhovnom znanju.
This boy was soon very strong.
Dečak je ubrzo bio vrlo snažan.
And his parents came.
I njegovi roditelji su došli.
My dear boy, they said, come home with us in your village. To your home, we will make a great festival.
Dragi naš sine, vrati se sa nama u naše selo, napravit ćemo veliki festival.
And we have a surprise for you.
Imamo iznenađenje za tebe.
We have already picked your wife.
Već smo ti odabrali ženu.
You are surprised, but in India, it is the choice of the partner is done in young age and is done with the help of astrology. So that one sees that they fit together nicely. But they marry only when they are grown up, of course.
Vi ste iznenađeni, ali u Indiji je tradicija da dok su djeca još mala, onda se prema astrološkom proračunu zaključi koje dvoje djece mogu se kasnije vjenčati. I onda kad odrastu, onda se vjenčaju.
I actually didn't explain it rightly. There are children marriages.
Postoje vjenčanja djece.
I meant to say they only stay together when they are grown up and have crossed puberty.
Kada prođu pubertet, onda žive zajedno, ali pre toga ne,
like
ali su vjenčani.
And if there are qualified astrologers around, then these are the best marriages you can imagine.
Ako ima kvalificiranih astrologa, onda su to najbolja vjenčanja koja koja možete zamisliti.
Nowadays India is in Maya like all other countries are also an illusion.
Danas je Indija u Maji, u iluziji kao i sve druge zemlje.
And these children, there are crazy things going on.
I lude stvari se tamo odvijaju.
But that was the old system based on the spiritual knowledge.
Ali to je bio stari sistem zasnovan na duhovnom znanju.
So they said, come home to your village.
I oni su rekli, vrati se u svoje selo.
Come to your father and mother.
Vrati se svome ocu i majci.
So Murari said,
Murari je rekao,
my father is Sharangatakur.
Moj otac je Sharangatakur.
He gave me my život.
On mi je dao život.
How can I leave him?
Kako mogu da ga ostavim?
And the parents said, well, that's a true. That's true.
Roji su rekli, da, to je istina, to je istina.
And this Murari developed into something very extraordinary.
I Murari se razvio nešto vrlo neobično.
Before he was always very fearful.
Ranije je uvijek bio strašljiv.
He was, you know, a little boy, you know.
Mali dječak.
Not very intelligent.
Ne jako inteligentan.
He had certain characteristics.
Imao je određene karakteristike.
But when he became so to say the son of Sharanga, I mean the disciple of Sharanga,
kad je postao učenik Sharange,
he developed total different personal traits.
Razvio je sasvim druge osobne karakteristike.
He became very famous actually.
Stvar je postao vrlo poznat.
Sometimes the people saw him riding on tigers.
Ponekad bi ga ljudi vidjeli kako jaše tigrove.
Hare Krishna, galloping like this.
I mahao bi sa leđa tigra.
He was sometimes playing with snakes.
Ponekad bi se igrao sa zmijama.
He became very learned.
Postao je vrlo učen.
And
great sannyasi.
I postaje veliki sannyasi, osoba u odvojenom redu života.
Totally different than what he was before.
Potpuno različito od onog što je bio ranije.
So this brings us to an important point.
To nas dovodi do važne poante.
The if you take an initiation in spiritual life.
Ako primite inicijaciju u duhovnom životu,
your material personality will change.
Vaša materijalna osobnost će se promijeniti.
In the beginning it is a little you will feel how your false ego is attacked also.
U početku ćete osjetiti kako je vaš lažni ego napadnut.
And you will see changes occurring.
I vidjet ćete promjene.
You will start a new life actually.
Započet ćete novi život.
And you come closer and closer to your eternal spiritual identity.
I tako se postepeno približavate svom vječnom duhovnom identitetu.
This is the goal of human life.
To je cilj ljudskog života.
The human life is not meant to waste time with material things and false rules.
Ljudski život nije namijenjen da se trati vrijeme sa materijalnim stvarima i lažnim ulogama.
In America there is a bumper sticker which they put on cars.
U Americi postoji nalijep. To je divan proces.
It's not something new.
Nije nešto novo.
Where you have to change your external surroundings.
Gdje morate mijenjati vašu spoljašnju okolinu.
It is something very, very ancient.
To je nešto vrlo, vrlo drevno.
A time-tested process, so to say.
Proces koji je testiran tokom vremena. Provjeren.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Do you think I should ask a question? Maybe they are too shy.
No.
No?
They are.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Wala Puno. Do you have any questions regarding these things?
Imate li kakvih pitanja u vezi s ovim stvarima?
Yes, yeah.
Why it is stated that the soul is immovable?
Immovable?
Mm-hmm. Da ponovim za one koji nisu čuli pitanje. Zašto se kaže da je duša nepokretna?
Nepokretna. Yes. This is a very interesting question.
To je vrlo zanimljivo pitanje.
The example, see, the soul is always existing in the spiritual dimension.
Duša uvijek postoji u duhovnoj dimenziji.
And in this dimension, it is not movable.
I ta dimenzija nije pokretljiva.
It does not move.
Ona se ne pokreće.
You may say, well, if I move a crude like this, sorry, if I may, then so his soul moves along.
Vi možete reći ako ja gurnem akruru da će njegova duša se pomeriti.
That's true in material space.
To je istina u materijalnom prostoru.
But in the spiritual dimension the soul is immovable.
Ali u duhovnoj dimenziji duša je nepokretna.
I want to give you an example which is given in the Srimad Bhagavatam.
Daću vam primjer iz Srimad Bhagavatama.
It is about the moon.
To je primjer sa mjesecom.
When you look in the dark night on the moon,
kada u tamnoj noći gledate u mjesec,
and see the clouds passing,
i vidite kako oblaci prolaze,
it appears as if the moon is also passing.
Izgleda kao da se i mjesec kreće.
Do you know what I'm talking? It seems to wander.
Razumite, izgleda kao da luta.
Yes, but it does not.
Ali on to ne čini.
In the same way, the soul seems to be moved by birth and by death.
Na isti način izgleda kao da rođenje i smrt pokreću dušu.
But it always remains in the spiritual dimension, in the spiritual sphere.
Ali ona uvijek ostaje u duhovnoj dimenziji, u duhovnoj sferi.
If you come make a little advancement in your spiritual life, you will also realize this.
Ako malo napreduješ u svom duhovnom životu, to ćeš također spoznati.
Like you will watch your life, for instance.
Na primjer, posmatrat ćeš svoj život.
How you went to school.
Kako si išao u školu.
How you had your first romance.
kako si imao svoju prvu romansu,
how you made a few examinations maybe and went to holidays,
kako si možda prošao nekoliko ispita i išao na raspust.
But you will understand that you have not really moved.
Ali shvaćaš da se nisi u stvari pokrenuo.
Only the body,
samo tijelo,
who is dealing with the material objects,
koje dolazi u dodir sa materijalnim objektima,
who accepts things,
koje prihvaća stvari,
and gives things away,
i izbacuje stvari,
that has moved.
To se pomerilo.
But you have not been active.
Ali ti nisi bio aktivan.
You have been the passive observer.
Ti si bio pasivni posmatrač.
You could say also, like when you are in the cinema, you see different things on the screen.
Kada si u kinu vidiš različite stvari na platnu,
you are the observer.
Ti si posmatrač.
In this way, you are immovable.
Na taj način ti si nepokretan.
Yes? In this way.
Na taj način.
Na taj način? Yeah, na taj način. There is one hand. Yes, please. Molim te. Molim, huh?
Molim vas. Molim vas.
Please talk.
Recite. Could you explain bumper sticker from America?
Yeah,
toys.
The slogan is whoever dies with the most toys wins the race.
Slogan je kogod umre s najviše igračaka pobjeđuje u trci.
It means you are successful if you accumulate a lot of material things.
To znači da ste uspješni ako nagomilate puno materijalnih stvari.
Toys.
Igračaka.
And then if you at the time of your death,
i u vrijeme vaše smrti,
when you have more toys than your neighbor,
kad imate više igračaka onda vaš susjed,
then you have won the race.
Od vašeg susjeda onda ste pobedili u trci.
It's a little sarcasmus.
To je mali sarkazam.
Because how can a dying man win a race?
Jer kako može umirući čovjek pobediti u trci?
You understand?
Shvaćaš?
Mm-hmm. Yes, please.
Did you reach the absolute truth?
If I reached it, see, it's a dynamic process.
Ovo je dinamičan proces.
It's an ongoing process.
Koji se nastavlja, koji traje.
Someone who is on the spiritual path will never say I know God.
Neko ko je na duhovnom putu nikad neće reći ja znam Boga.
Because he is not like an object of this world.
Jer on nije poput objekata ovog svijeta.
No one can measure the dimensions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna.
Nitko ne može izmjeriti dimenzije svevišnje božanske osobe Krishne.
It is said that even he himself doesn't understand him.
Rečeno je da čak ni on sam ne razumije sebe.
When Krishna sees the reflection of his image on a jeweled floor,
kada Krishna vidi odraz svog lika na podu od dragulja,
he asks himself the question, who is this inconceivable beautiful personality?
On se zapita ko je ova nevjerojatno prekrasna osoba.
It is described his qualities are constantly increasing.
Opisano je da njegove kvalitete stalno se povećavaju.
He may be now like this.
On sada može biti ovakav.
But then he is like that.
Ali onda je ovakav.
I mean, it's difficult to show it like this.
Teško je pokazati ovako jednostavno.
So, how can anyone ever say he knows the absolute truth?
Kako može iko ikada reći da zna apsolutnu istinu?
At the same time, however,
međutim u isto vrijeme,
someone who is connected with parampara,
neko ko je povezan sa parampara,
he can, so to say, deliver the absolute truth.
On može dati apsolutnu istinu, izručiti.
I have to explain to you what parampara is.
Moram vam objasniti što znači parampara.
It's a line of spiritual masters.
To je niz duhovnih učitelja.
Say, you don't know what electricity is.
Recimo da ne znate što je elektricitet.
Well, it's a little... Well, I anyways give the example.
Ipak ću dati taj primjer.
And I grab into the mild electrical current.
Ja zgrabim žicu sa slabom strujom.
And then grab you.
I onda zgrabim vas.
You're like, whoop.
Vi ćete tako reagirati.
What was that?
Šta je bilo?
And I say it was electricity.
Ja ću reći to je bio elektricitet.
So someone who is connected,
neko ko je povezan,
can deliver an experience.
Može vam dati iskustvo.
In the same way, if you become connected to a line of spiritual masters.
Na isti način, ako se povežete sa nizom, sa linijom duhovnih učitelja.
And learn in this line.
I učite u tom nizu.
You will have certain experiences.
Imat ćete određene iskustva.
And those who come in contact with you, you can give them those experiences.
I onima koji dođu u kontakt s vama možete dati ta iskustva.
But at no time you will say, well, I know the absolute truth.
Ali nikada nećete reći ja znam apsolutnu istinu.
In the sense that there's nothing more to know.
U smislu da nema više ničega što se može saznati i spoznati.
You will always say I know something of the absolute truth.
Uvijek ćete reći da znam dio apsolutne istine.
And if you want to experience it,
i ako želite doživjeti,
come on.
Hajde dođite.
Like this.
Na taj način. Tako.
Is this može? Može smita.
Kako? In your philosophy in your philosophy it is explained that one should reach to the absolute truth, and how one can reach, is it possible that one can reach absolute truth and that he is aware that he reached the absolute truth?
Yes, in one sense, yes.
Da, u jednom smislu da.
Just like you reach the sunshine.
Baš kao što dođete do sunčeve svjetlosti.
You have reached the sun.
Došli ste do sunca.
In the same, please try to understand what I want to say.
Pokušajte shvatiti što želim reći.
We shall all be connected with Krishna. We should all be connected.
Mi svi se trebamo povezati s Krishnom.
And that is possible.
I to je moguće.
Medjutim, you will never say you know Krishna totally.
Međutim, nikad nećete reći da znate u potpunosti Krishnu.
To give you another example.
Još jedan primjer.
When this cup is full with ocean water.
Kada je ova čaša puna vode iz oceana.
It is a full cup.
Ona je puna čaša.
But that doesn't mean the whole ocean is inside of it.
Ali to ne znači da je čitav ocean u njoj.
In the same way, we as living entities can reach the absolute truth.
Na isti način mi kao živa bića možemo doći do apsolutne istine.
And we can be fully God realized.
I možemo u potpunosti spoznati Boga.
But that does not mean that we have the full that God is in, that we have fully understood God. Fully encompassed him.
To ne znači da smo potpuno obuhvatili Boga svojim razumijevanjem.
Is this okay?
Da smo ga potpuno shvatili. Da li je to u redu?
It may be a little difficult to understand.
To je možda malo teško shvatiti. Satisfy with the answer.
Mm-hmm.
And in connection to this, could you kindly explain about karma something?
About karma? Yes. There is karma and there is a law of karma.
Postoji karma i postoji zakon karme.
Karma simply means activities.
Karma jednostavno znači aktivnosti.
And the law of karma means whatever you when you do an activity that will have a specific reaction.
A zakon karme znači kada uradite određenu aktivnost, ona će donesti određenu posljedicu.
If you are violent, for instance,
na primjer ako vršite nasilje,
then you will be a victim of violence.
Bićete žrtva nasilja.
If you love others,
ako volite druge,
you will be loved.
Bićete voljeni.
This is the law of karma.
To je zakon
Every
karme.
Action brings a reaction.
Svaka akcija donosi reakciju.
It's also a law which works in the physical world.
To je također zakon koji funkcionira u svijetu fizike.
For instance, if I
u fizičkom svijetu.
If I allow this glass to fall from my hand.
Ako dozvolim ovoj čaši da ispadne iz moje ruke,
there will be a reaction. It will jump on the floor.
Doće do reakcije, ono će se odbiti o pod.
The tea will sprinkle on our knees.
Čaj će poprskati naša koljena.
It's a the law of karma will take care that certain things happen.
Zakon karme će se pobrinuti da se određene stvari dese.
Action and reaction.
Akcija i reakcija.
So this law has applies both in human dealings.
Taj zakon važi i u ljudskim odnosima.
You know, on the psychological level, so to say.
Na psihološkom nivou.
On the physical level.
Na fizičkom nivou.
It's the law which covers this universe.
A to je zakon koji obuhvaća čitav univerzum.
If people would just know that their activities would create a reaction, they wouldn't do a lot of, they would not do so much glupost.
Kada bi ljudi znali da će njihova aktivnost donijeti posljedicu, ne bi radili toliko puno gluposti.
So the law of karma, you will be interested to hear, also applies to a more universal dimension of life.
Zanimljivo će vas da čujete, zakon karme također se je primjenjiv na univerzalniju dimenziju života.
The soul, when it leaves this material body,
kada duša napusti ovo materijalno tijelo,
they go to a new body.
Ide u novo tijelo.
And what will be deciding where it goes?
I šta će biti odlučujuće za kuda ide?
The law of karma.
Zakon karme.
Whatever one has done in one life, in the previous lifetime,
što god je osoba učinila u jednom životu,
will decide where one next goes to.
Će uvjetovati kuda će ići u sljedećem.
Uredno, okay. thank you. Hvala lijepo. Anyone else? Yeah, here is a gentleman also, please.
Pošto je duša samo posmatrač, zašto nosi teret karme? Pošto ne radi ništa, kako onda radi nešto dobro ili loše? Because the soul is only the observer, because he doesn't do anything, how it holds the burden of karma?
Very good question.
Vrlo dobro pitanje.
See, without the presence of the soul, nothing could take place.
Bez prisustva duše ništa se ne može desiti.
For instance, say you have come with a car here.
Recimo da ste došli ovdje sa automobilom.
The car will only move when you are there.
Auto će se kretati samo kad ste vi u njemu.
Because by your presence, you know, you will operate it.
Jer vašim prisustvom vi ćete ga aktivirati.
So in the same way, the soul is not, but when you drive in the car, it's not that you turn, the wheels turn.
Nije da vi okrećete točkove, oni se sami okreću.
This is a very groovy example.
Ovo je vrlo grubi primjer.
Winter is coming and everyone goes, oh.
Dolazi zima.
It is a very groovy example.
To je vrlo grubi primjer.
It is described the soul when it enters this material world.
Opisano je da kada duša uđe u ovaj materijalni svijet,
will enter a body.
Ulazi u neko tijelo.
And it will have a desire.
I ima želju.
To enjoy material world.
Da uživa materijalni svijet.
And at that time, the soul becomes, so to say, entangled in the mechanism of action and reaction of karma.
U to vrijeme duša se zapliče u mehanizam akcije i reakcije karme.
And it can only escape this mechanism by the same thing which brought about the movement of this mechanism.
I može se osloboditi tog mehanizma koja pokreće taj mehanizam.
That's desire.
A to je želja.
To give you a very simple example.
Da dam vrlo dobar jednostavan primjer.
I don't know if you have this in Croatia, this ghost geisterbahn. How do you say in English? Does anyone know geisterbahn, what it is in English or Croatian?
Da li
Yeah, it's going to woo. You go in this little car.
No, not Ghostbusters.
Tunnel.
It's in the.
That's exactly.
You horror house. Sit in this little cars, and then the cars go like, you know, and you say Frankenstein comes up to you and Dracula.
Kuću strave, kad idete u automobilu, onda vam se pojavi Dracula, Frankenstein, zaplaši vas bu.
Do you have this?
Imate li to ovdje? Ovdje? U cirkusu možda ili
ne? No? Yes. Sometimes. As a young child, I like to go into these horror houses.
Kao dijete volio sam ići u kuće strave.
I would sometimes hide in the horror houses and, you know, throw with tomatoes.
Ja bi se ponekad sakrio u kući strave i ljude koji bi se vozili u tim automobilima gađao paralizima.
I was not always a monk.
Ja nisam bio uvijek redovnik.
So the soul just like a person enters into this horror house by some desire.
Poput osobe koja uđe u kuću strave sa nekom željom.
Now when he has entered into it,
kada je ušla u nju,
everything happens according to a mechanism.
Sve se dešava prema određenom mehanizmu.
And he can be only free from this by desire.
I on se može osloboditi od toga samo željom.
Glupost, I get out of this.
Ako kaže, izlazim odavde, dosta mi je.
So in the same way, the soul enters into this by desire.
Na isti način duša ulazi u ovaj materijalni svijet željom.
You are in this body by your desire.
Vi ste u ovom tijelu po vašoj želji.
Your desire created this situation.
Vaša želja je stvorila tu situaciju.
In this way you are responsible.
Na taj način vi ste odgovorni.
But the detail of what happens is already is under the law of your karma.
Ali detalj u vezi s tim što će se desiti je prema zakonu vaše karme.
See, if we would not have this freedom of desire,
ako ne biste imali tu slobodu želje,
we could never get out of the material world and never start spiritual life.
Mi ne bismo nikad mogli izaći iz ovog materijalnog svijeta i započeti duhovni život,
because we would be forced on and on by the laws of action and reactions who would again
jer bi nas zakoni akcije i reakcije primoravali,
and these reactions would again create actions,
i te reakcije bi ponovo stvarale akcije,
which again would create reactions,
koje bi ponovo stvarale reakcije,
and we would be helplessly bound by the chain of karma,
i bili bismo bespomoćno vezani lancima karme.
So you are responsible for one thing only.
Vi ste odgovorni za samo jednu stvar.
And that is your desire.
A to je vaša želja.
Therefore, if you want to start a spiritual life, you really have to change your desire.
Stoga ako želite započeti duhovni život, doista morate promijeniti svoju želju.
It's not enough to wear a different cloth.
Nije dovoljno imati drugačiju odjeću.
And to say Haribo instead of hello.
I reći Haribo umjesto Bog.
You have to change the quality of your desire.
Morate promijeniti kvalitetu vaše želje.
And then you are really free.
I onda ćete moći biti doista slobodni.
And that is a spiritual affair, actually.
I to je duhovno pitanje, duhovna stvar.
Now deep in us there is a misplaced desire which is responsible for our material situation.
Duboko u nama postoji želja koja je usmjerena na pogrešnu stranu i koja je odgovorna za našu situaciju.
It is a desire to enjoy and control this world.
To je želja za uživanjem i kontroliranjem ovog svijeta.
In bhakti yoga, that this desire is changed.
U bhakti yogi ta želja se mijenja.
One doesn't want to enjoy, but wants that Krishna enjoys.
Osoba ne želi samo uživati, već da Krishna uživa.
And in this way one makes a spiritual advancement.
I na taj način osoba duhovno napreduje.
I will tell you a telling story. Telling means very informative.
opisat ću vam vrlo priču, ispričat ću vam priču koja puno kazuje.
Once there was a young monk and an old monk.
Jednom su bila dva redovnika, mladi i stari.
Some of you probably have heard the story already because I like to tell it very much.
Neki od vas su vjerovatno čuli tu priču jer je puno, jako volim pričati.
And they came to a river.
I oni su došli do rijeke.
Where there was a beautiful young girl.
Gdje je bila lijepa mlada djevojka.
Who wanted to cross the river.
Koja željela preći rijeku.
However, that would mean that she would have to take her long zari, a long clothes up.
To bi značilo da bi svoju svoju dugačku odjeću morala podići gore.
So that it wouldn't become wet.
Tako da se ne nakvasi.
And there were so many men there whom she didn't know, so she naturally didn't want to do this.
Tu je bilo puno nepoznatih muškaraca i stoga ona prirodno nije htjela to uraditi.
So she looked what to do.
Onda je razmišljala što da uradi.
Then she saw the two monks.
Onda je vidjela dva redovnika.
And said, can any one of you please carry me over the river?
Može li me jedan od vas dvojice prenijeti preko rijeke?
She looked as nice as Marilyn Monroe.
Ona je bila lijepa poput Marilyn Monroe.
And the old one pretended to not see her.
Stari redovnik se pravio kao da je ne vidi.
He went like,
On je tako reagirao.
And the young said, come on my back.
A mladić je rekao, popni se na moje leđa.
And carried her over the river.
I prenio je preko rijeke.
And then put her down.
I onda je spustio dole.
She said, hvala lepa and doviđenja, and they went on.
Ona rekla hvala lepa i doviđenja, yes. I oni su otišli.
After about 5 hours,
nakon 5 sati,
the old man was turning to the young man.
Stari čovjek je rekao mladom,
what kind of monk are you?
Kakav si ti redovnik?
You were skin to skin with a woman.
Bio si tijelo uz tijelo, kožu uz kožu sa ženom.
You were carrying such the embodiment of allurement on your. But you're carrying her for 5 hours.
Ali ti je nosiš 5 sati.
So the old monk, wanted to so much get away from the object of his attachments.
Stari redovnik se htio udaljiti od predmeta svojih vezanosti.
That it became an attachment again.
Da to ponovo postala vezanost.
To give up material desires.
Ostaviti materijalne želje.
Which are binding the soul to the law of karma.
Koje vezuju dušu za zakon karme.
Is not so easy.
Nije tako lako.
It doesn't happen by some negative process.
Ne dešava se nekakvim negativnim procesom.
But it happens if the real if spiritual desires awaken in this are awakened in the soul.
Već ako se duhovne želje probude u duši.
See, you never can give up your false ego.
Nikad ne možete ostaviti svoj lažni ja.
If you don't develop your spiritual identity.
Ako ne razvijete svoj duhovni identitet.
That's really what I wanted to explain in my little lecture.
To sam htio objasniti u svojoj maloj lekciji.
So you might ask yourself, okay, how do I start with this process to desire spiritually?
Možete se zapitati, a kako da započnem sa tim procesom spiritualne želje?
And in this way stop the process of karma, action and reaction.
I da na taj način prekinem s procesom karme ili akcije i reakcije.
You can do so if you purify your desires.
Možete to učiniti ako pročistite vaše želje.
If you chant, when you chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, you actually develop how the quality of your desires change.
Ako pjevate Hare Krishna Maha Mantru, možete vidjeti kako se kvaliteta vaših želja mijenja.
You will see that you don't desire any more material life.
Vidjet ćete da više ne želite materijalni život.
And therefore don't become entangled in material activities which create actions and reactions, which are actions and create reactions.
Stoga se ne zapričite u materijalne aktivnosti koje su akcije koje stvaraju materijalne reakcije.
Yes, you will see you don't desire this any longer.
Vidjet ćete da više ne želite materijalno više.
You desire to be connected with Krishna.
Želite biti povezani s Krishnom.
And you will do a variety of spiritual activities.
I radit ćete razne vrste duhovne aktivnosti.
Your friends will say he has really changed.
Vaši prijatelji će reći on se doista promijenio.
Thank you. This was a very good question.
Hvala,
a very relevant question.
Bilo vrlo dobro, vrlo važno pitanje.
So I'm yes, we will come. No, you have a question? No, here our young boy. Yes, this will be this will be the last question, just for your information, so that you don't become restless.
Ovo će biti posljednje pitanje. Pitanje o nepomljivim moćima Boga Krišne. Komunisti su davali argument o svemoći Boga. O svemoći Boga, da ako je on svemoguć, on može stvoriti kamen koji ne može podići, ako iz toga nije svemoguć, a ako ga ako ga ne može podići, onda isto nije svemoguć. Pa ako može, šta misli Sačinanda s vami o tome?
Is everyone aware of the question? Do you all know what it means, or should I explain the question first before I give the answer?
Da li je svima jasno pitanje? Da prvo objasnim pitanje pre nego što dam odgovor.
It's clear?
Da li je jasno?
Claro?
Claro, olvidamo.
Jasno.
Jasno? Jasno. No, njema, no, dobro.
Nobody wants to say.
Well, I'm not sure. I have to, you know, the question is like this.
Pitanje ovako.
If God is almighty,
ako je Bog svemoguć,
can he create a stone,
može li stvoriti kamen,
which is more heavier than he can lift,
koji je teži od onog koji može podići?
Now, if God is almighty, he must be able to create everything, anything.
Ako je Bog svemoguć, on mora biti sposoban da stvori sve.
Also a stone which is heavier than he can lift.
Također i kamen koji je teži od onog što može podići.
Because, but now this makes a dilemma.
Ali to stvara dilemu.
If he has created the stone,
ako je stvorio kamen,
and can't lift it,
i ne može ga podići,
he is no longer almighty.
Više nije svemoguć.
There's something he cannot do.
Postoji nešto što ne može učiniti.
So this is how the materialistic mind wants to limit God.
Na taj način materialistički um želi ograničiti Boga.
Prabhupada once gave an answer to this question.
Prabhupada jednom odgovorio na to pitanje.
In which he more or less showed that God cannot be limited by such material logic.
U kome manje više pokazuje da se Bog ne može ograničiti takvom materijalnom logikom.
He said, yes, Krishna can create a stone which is heavier than he can lift.
On je rekao, da, Krishna može stvoriti kamen koji je teži od onog koji može podići.
Then he turns around.
Onda se okrenuo.
And lifts it.
Onda se Krishna okrene i podigne ga.
This answer is showing that you can't put these limitations.
Taj odgovor pokazuje da ne možete na taj način ograničiti Boga.
Krishna is far beyond the realm of your material logic.
Krishna je daleko iznad vaše materijalne logike.
Your material logic only works in the limited field of the observed.
Vaša materijalna logika funkcionira samo u ograničenom polju onoga što se može vidjeti.
This is a philosophical example for this.
Ovo je filozofski primjer za to.
Say you are going for holidays on the countryside.
Recimo idete na odmor u prirodu.
It is autumn.
Jesen je.
You sleep.
Spavate.
In a room.
U sobi.
And before that room is an apple tree.
Ispred sobe je drvo jabuke.
Good apples.
dobre jabuke.
So in the morning, you all of a sudden wake up.
Iznena da se probudite.
Plums.
Šljive.
Šljive?
Šljive.
So, what was that?
Šta se desilo?
Šljive.
Plums means the sound, right?
What? Mistake.
No, no. Technicka problema. You know, you wake up, there is a sound which makes plums.
Probudite se, čujete zvuk.
The zvuk.
Plums.
Yes, plums. No, not Slivovic.
Ni Slivovic. Slivovic.
It is a and you know the next moment another sound is there, plums.
I sljedećeg trenutka čujete drugi zvuk.
So you think, what is that? What is happening here?
I vi se pitate što je to, što se ovdje dešava.
Then by you draw, come to a conclusion.
Onda dođete do zaključka.
When I came in this room,
kada sam došao u ovu sobu,
I saw outside a tree with ripe apples.
Video sam van drvo sa zrelim jabukama.
It's autumn.
Jesen je.
In autumn apples fall.
U jesen jabuke padaju.
When an apple falls, it makes plums.
Kada jabuka padne, ona napravi zvuk plums.
I have not seen it.
Nisam to vidio.
But by my logic, I can conclude that an apple was falling down.
Ali po mojoj logici mogu zaključiti da je jabuka pala.
And pumps, this is the third apple already.
I pumps, ovo je već treća jabuka.
I better go outside and take the apples.
Bolje da idem vani da uzmem te jabuke.
And when you come, there is no apple outside.
I kad, kad izađete, vidite da nema jabuka vani.
Only in the tree.
Samo na drvetu.
So all your speculations,
sve vaše spekulacije, dakle,
which took place in a very limited field of experience,
koje su se desile u vrlo ograničenom polju iskustva,
wrong.
Bile su pogrešne.
In the same way, when we try to speculate about God,
na isti način kada pokušavamo spekulirati o Bogu,
in our limited field,
u našem ograničenim okvirima,
we will make mistakes.
Napravit ćemo greške.
Anuman it's called.
Anuman
speculations.
Spekulacije.
That may be true or not true.
To može biti istina ili ne.
Like this communistic argument.
Kao taj komunistički argument.
They try to make a wall around God with their limited logic.
Sa svojom ograničenom logikom pokušaju napraviti zid oko Boga.
This is called anuman, speculations.
To se zove anuman, spekulacije.
The way to know about Krishna is by shabda.
Način da se sazna o Krishni je putem šabde.
Not speculations.
Ne spekulacijama.
Shabda means transcendental sound.
Shabda znači transcendentalni zvuk.
Through which he becomes revealed.
Kroz koga se on razotkriva.
So the communists should all start chanting Hare Krishna.
Komunisti trebaju svi početi pjevati Hare Krishna.